Okay, fine. You caught us. Bromeo and I are kinda, sort of, Bromeo cuts in, boyfriend and girlfriend.
What? How could you? He's from the north side.
I know, but is that why you said you were sick? Because you already had someone to go to the prom with? Is that why you set me up with Nicole instead? Well, yeah, but.
How could you?
Hey, leave her alone. What are you gonna do about it, Northsider? Bromeo lunges at Peter, and they begin fighting in the middle of the gym.
Get him, Peter!
No, stop! Nicole sees the fight from the gym doors. Oh, Lord, they fight! I'll go call the watch! Peter was about to punch Bromeo again when Mr. Fire comes to the gym door with Nicole at his heel.
Hey, break it up!
Mr. Fire pulls Brody and Peter apart.
What has gotten into you two?
At this point, the gym begins to fill with people because of the commotion from the fight.
What is this all about?
He was being rude to Julie. Only because she lied to all of us.
Yeah, she's dating Bromeo.
Nearly the entire gym was now filled with North and South students. So what? I love her. The entire crowd gasps. Peter starts to lunge at Bromeo, but Mr. Fire holds him back.
But you guys can't date. You're rivals. It just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't matter anyway. I'm moving to Colorado tonight. I won't even be here anymore. Looking at Tyler and Peter. Are you happy now? What? You're moving? Bromeo, I'll never see you again. It's probably for the best. But I love you too. The crowd gasps. Brody and Julie kiss in the middle of the gym. The crowd cheers. When Brody and Julie break apart, Brody's phone buzzes. It's my mom. I have to go. Julie begins to cry. Bye, Bromeo. Bye, Julie. Bromeo exits the gym. End Act 5. The scene that takes place in the gym is one of pity and sorrow. If you were expecting a happy ending, you were wrong. Julie and Bromeo will never see each other again. The only good thing to come from this dismal tale is an ended rivalry between the North and the South. As Shakespeare once said, "For never was a story of more woe than this of Julie and her Bromeo."